Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this audio walk from open country. My name's Tom, and today I'm going to lead you on a beautiful 6 mile loop walk around southeast Wakefield. We're going to start at Walton Colliery Nature Park and then wander across to Anglers Country Park. From there, we'll walk back via Hoare Park Wood and Waterton Park. So a lot to take in and a lot to enjoy today. So let's put our best foot forward and crack on with today's walk. It's an absolutely glorious winter day. The low sun is casting long shadows and catching the silver birch trees and the reeds at the edge of the water, which are glowing a beautiful gold. The water itself is reflecting the blue of the sky, creating a lovely colour contrast. And as the light catches the water as it ripples in the cool winter breeze, a flock of black-headed gulls are arguing with each other and jostling for position as they swim around on the beautiful, glimmering water surface. Being surrounded by all of this beautiful nature makes it hard to believe that the area that we're walking through today was once a hotbed of industry. Indeed, the name of the place that we're currently walking through, Walton Colliery Nature Park, suggests that this site was once at the beating heart of the West Yorkshire coal mining industry. The original mine shafts were sunk on this site as early as the 1890s, and work continued at the colliery until its closure in December 1979. Unfortunately, in 1959, there was a disaster when on the 22nd of April, a large explosion tore through the site, killing 5 of the workers. After its closure, Walton Colliery remained dormant for many years, being overtaken by nature. And it was in 1993 when the nature park opened to the public. Today, apart from the rumbling roads and railway line that flanked the site, the sounds of industry have been overtaken by birdsong, which is absolutely beautiful to hear. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more of that on our walk today. We've now left the grounds of Walton Colliery Nature Park, past the memorial pit wheel at its entrance, and we've crossed the road, entering into beautiful undulating rural arable farmland as we follow a stream and the East Coast mainline to our right. Although it's a gloriously sunny day, the moon is still out. It's not quite full, but it's casting a really eerie figure over the trees of Walton Colliery from where we've just come. And the light is simplifying the landscape beautifully, with the glow of fresh green from spring barley that's just been planted in the fields, to the outline of the silhouetted trees on the horizon. And above them, a few wispy clouds floating on the brisk winter breeze that keeps whipping across. We're going to follow this path now towards Anglers Country Park, where more industrial history awaits us, and hopefully more echoes of nature. Well, I have to admit, at this point in the walk, I'm really glad that I wore my Wellington boots. We're currently walking through a very wet field that has been churned up by cows and horses. and at this gate that I'm trying to get to, I'm sure the state of the mud would probably force many to turn around. But no, I'm persevering because I know that I'm going to be rewarded when we get to Anglers Country Park with much better paths and equally as impressive views. Just over the way, there's a little flock of birds. They're either blackbirds or starlings. I can't quite make them out from this distance, but they're rooting around in the mud where us larger creatures have tempted the worms to the surface. They're obviously having a good old feeding time as I contemplate battling the mud a little bit more. Hopefully next time you hear from me, we'll have successfully made it to Anglers Country Park. Oh, that's very welcome. A nice bit of solid ground. We have now made it to Anglers Country Park, and the large lake is stretching out in front of me. Once again, like the ponds at Walton Colliery, it's glinting in this beautiful winter light. And the birds, the swans, the geese, the gulls and the ducks are all enjoying themselves, bobbing around on the water's surface. Looking ahead of us at what is quite a large body of water, it's quite difficult to believe that even up to the mid-1970s, this lake wouldn't have been here. We would have been looking at an area of arable farmland like we've just been walking through. But in 1974, the site was put aside to build an open cast mine. Unlike at Walton, where shafts were dug into the ground, here at Anglers, it would have been scraped off the surface by a large machine known as a dragline. This created the bowl that sits in front of us, now filled with water, which at the time of its building was one of the largest in Europe, as deep as 250 feet. Mining stopped here in 1982. And it took 275 million gallons of water, which was pumped from Walton Colliery, to fill the massive gaping hole in the floor, which is now Anglers Lake. Interestingly, the name Anglers was already in existence in this area before the digging of the mine and the filling of the lake. It actually comes from the nearby Winterset Reservoir, which has always been a popular spot with fishermen. Anglers was made into a country park a few years after the mine closed and it was filled with water in 1986, and it's still thriving to this day, with a beautiful accessible route around the lake, a visitor's centre, cafe and various bird hides to shelter from the weather and enjoy a bit of bird spotting. I'm keeping my voice down, so I've just entered into the main hide here at Anglers Country Park, which is overlooking the vast lake, which is continuing to stretch out before us. In front of me are a bank of tall grasses that are drifting from side to side on the breeze, and behind that there's a series of little islands, and along the island lots of various different species of bird that are just enjoying the sunshine, or at least that's what it looks like they're doing anyway, preening and stretching their wings to dry themselves in this lovely sunny weather. The birds that are stretching out their wings are known as cormorants. They're quite large black birds with piercing eyes and beaks that are designed for fishing. You'll often see them gliding over the water and then diving for the fish. They look quite ungainly when they're on land, but as soon as they dive under the water's surface, you can tell that they're just designed for what they do. There's also a few Canada geese preening themselves in front of me as well, and some lapwing with a distinctive little crest on their heads. The name comes from the shape of their wings that you can see quite distinctively. They almost look like boat's oars as they zip around on the breeze. There's also a little flock of widgeon, which are brown-headed ducks that you might be able to hear their shrill whistle piercing through the wind that is now whipping the grasses ever and ever more. Those cormorants are really making the most of it, stretching those wings wider and wider. Although I don't have to shelter from the weather today with this glorious sunshine, it is nice to pause from the walk a moment and visit this hide just to enter into this natural world and admire every single little detail. Now leaving the country park behind, which was as busy with people as it was with wildlife. It is good to see so many enjoying the natural spectacles that we've been enjoying so far on this audio walk. We've joined a track that is going to take us down towards Hoare Park Wood. And once again, over to my left, I can see another glinting body of water. This time, Winterset Reservoir, from where the name Anglers originally came from. As we continue down the track, I've just glanced over to my right and seen a rainbow as the sun shines through and catches a distant shower, adding another splash of colour to our winter walk. Over to my left, there's an area known as Wildwood, which is a little pocket of woodland dedicated to the memory of pets. It is an absolutely beautiful place to come to remember old canine and feline friends. We've now entered into the shelter of beautiful Hoare Park Wood. A woodland made up of a combination of coniferous and broadleaved trees, and a designated ancient woodland. Just when you enter this ancient woodland, you think that it dates back centuries. A lot of it was actually planted during the 1940s to 60s to fuel the industry that we've been talking about so far on this audio walk. Trees were planted and felled and taken away by barge on the nearby Barnsley Canal, which we'll be finishing this walk by walking along. The area of the wood that we're currently walking through is majoritively made up of Corsican pine, which was a fast-growing tree that they used to plant ready and ripe for industry. Today, the trees that have been left are stretching up towards the blue sky, waving in the breeze and catching the sun. It really is beautiful to see. As we venture deeper and deeper into the wood, I'm seeing more and more evidence of the old broad-leaved trees. Like this contorted oak that I'm currently standing next to, which definitely looks like it's seen life. And on my right, there's a 9-foot-tall stone wall which is stretching off into the distance. It actually forms the boundary of Waterton Park, which amazingly was the world's first ever nature reserve. Charles Waterton, an 18th to 19th century naturalist, owned the hall at the centre of the site and built this large wall to enclose this wonderful area of nature and preserve it for people to enjoy. It's amazing to think of all of the industry that has passed since that we've witnessed on this audio walk today, and how nature always seems to reclaim it back. It almost feels like we've come full circle by visiting this site. Waterton Hall, which was Charles Waterton's home, is now a hotel today, but it's still surrounded by the beautiful natural world. And people like me and you on this walk today are still admiring it centuries on. We've now joined the old towpath running alongside the Barnsley Canal, which I must admit is looking in a rather sorry state from what it must have looked like back in the times when it was thriving with industry. Barges taking logs from Hall Park Wood up and down to the nearby towns of Wakefield and Barnsley. Now it's very overgrown with only a trickle of water running through it. And instead of thriving with horses pulling burgeoning barges filled with logs, it's now a haven for dog walkers enjoying the peace and solitude. The shadows are starting to get longer and longer as the sun continues to dip towards the horizon. And I don't know about you, but it feels like the breeze has picked up suddenly as well. So it's probably not a bad thing that we're approaching Walton from where we started this walk. I hope you've enjoyed joining me today. I think it's been absolutely fascinating finding out about the industry and the nature that has vied for position over the years. It's good to see that nature is always winning. If you have enjoyed this audio walk today, then please check out more of them. There's plenty to be going at. Log on to opencountry.org.uk to find them. You can also subscribe on YouTube to @OpenCountryYorkshire, and you'll find our back catalogue on there as well. But until the next audio walk, thank you very much for listening. From me, it's bye for now.